Hi, I'm Ronnie, I'm an addict. Well, I'm not going to sit here and because my ego is the whole length of Oxford Street, and it's false, and so is my pride. You know, I'm an addict that suffered for a long time. I had horrific trauma. You know, by the time I got to 30 and I'd found my sister dead, she was 5. I was raped every day, and I come from a massive family, so my first addiction was chaos and murder. Negative attention was better than none at all. I used to manipulate my aunties to go and fight with the women. And not to glamorise crime, but I committed crime from a very young age, all over the country and in Europe as well. You know, one of my friends in Liverpool was trying to carry a message to me, but I couldn't get real or honest. My illness is based on fear. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what I use, but for me, I used everything, but my main drug was heroin. I used for 37 years. And I also had the script. I was delusional because I lived in Marbella, because I had a nice watch and I wore nice stuff. I was looking down on people, because that's how deluded I was. Me adults trying to remember the good times. It won't let me remember when I was scratching my ass for a pound. You know, when manipulating my family, using what had happened to me to get me money. I stopped using heroin 7 years ago. I was still clutching to a script. I had my brother help me get clean. He gave me a year out of his life. In that first year, I couldn't sleep in a bed on my own. My trauma was horrific. You know, and today I live in a flat on my own. I'm nearly 3 years clean. I'm on my step 7. I've just finished a year commitment. I couldn't commit to myself. You know, and a lot of my friends died that I used it. I used to pray that I could die. I hated myself. You know, people were terrified of my dad. My dad was like a bit famous in Liverpool. So that gave me a license to do what I wanted. You know, because that much had happened to me, I didn't care. I didn't care if you had it, I was taking it, regardless of the consequences. Fortunately for me, I'm still alive today. I'm not deluded enough to say that I'm not going to relapse. God only knows, but if I do, I die quick. I love what my recovery has given me. It's given me a voice to say no. Sometimes I sit in meetings, and I don't mean to, but I laugh at my nerves. And what it is, I'm avoiding my trauma. I'm avoiding that stuff. So I switch off and I laugh. I'm not sitting here saying I'm well. I definitely ain't well. I'm trying to get well. You know, this is a hostel. I used these services. I used to run away to London at 11, randomly stop people in Soho, and I'd rob them, stay in their house and rob them. You know, when I think of that kid, and I just think, oh my God, you know, I took myself to really dark places. I really did. You know, and I recovery has given me the tools to pray for people that I don't like. It's given me the tools to pray for people that have done harm to me. I'm in recovery, I'm not a saint. I get things wrong. I ever heard that chat, loads of Swahili. So if you've looked at me in the wrong way, I'm already judging you because you're looking at me. You know, and sometimes I'm not aware of that and I run on anger. Because of the backgrounds I come from, all my aunties were professional grafters and it was take 22 of every colour. You know, I haven't got the belief system I had in Liverpool. Unfortunately for me, I have family members that live this amazing life, but it comes at a cost. And I see what they live off every night when I'm going home. You know, these live in millions of pounds houses, they go on 100 grand holiday, and I'm just like, I haven't got your belief system anymore. These are all living off sin and misery, but it's too dangerous for me to voice my opinion. So I just keep it to myself. I've grew up, matter what, you never grass on anyone. I'll probably carry that with me to my grave. You take it on the chin. You know, and I still have that belief system. You know, I still believe in that. You know, I have family members that I still use. One of my friends got buried on Tuesday. I can't go back to Liverpool because when I go back, I give whatever's inside me parole and I go cuckoo. I want murder. I want everything that you've got and I buy back into that way of life. So I speak to my family every day. I speak to my friends that I've been friends with for like 40 years. The best thing for me that comes out of Liverpool is the train to London. London's my home. I love what recovery's give me. I never ever thought that I could get clean. I didn't think it was available to me. So I mask my pain with laughter. I want to tell you loads of jokes so you'll like me. When I strip that away, I'm left with this little 4-year-old child that's terrified. You know, my dad was one of the biggest gangsters in Liverpool. I had a stepfather that broke my nose at 4 years of age. And I had to say I fell and all this stuff. That man's still alive. For me to move on, I have to pray for him. But then my sickness kicks in. I start singing hymns, what they're gonna sing at his funeral. And I don't care if he's gonna judge me because that's just the way it is. You know, I'm happy most of the time. I have just heard that this gets recorded for treatment centres, and I remember when I went into treatment, I didn't know whether I'd be able to breathe without methadone in me. I didn't know whether I'd be able to walk, or I just didn't know how to be. All the money in the world, I can't pay someone to rattle for me. I have to do that myself. I want to keep holding my freedom, 100% I do. You know what? It terrifies me. Drugs absolutely terrify me because I know what's inside me. You know, I go to parties and stuff, and for the first half an hour, I'm planning someone to spike me. I'm like, we went to a party last Sunday, and this is what my head was saying to me. Now, if you stand by here and give us hockey eyes, you might put something in your drink and you can say it was an accident. That's where my head was going. I had a bottle of water and I threw it away. Because there was people at that party saying to me, do you want a bump? And I was like, you haven't got enough to keep me. You definitely haven't got enough to keep me. The party was amazing. At the end of the night, I was like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And I got home safe. You know what? I've learned how to be a gay man. I hated gay people. I bullied them. I've got my own gay friends today. I love who I'm becoming. You know, it's amazing that I don't want to commit crime anymore. Definitely not. If this is your first meeting, I'm sorry if you're having ideas or anything I'm saying. These other meetings, crack on with the steps, get a sponsor, get a commitment. It'll save your life. It certainly saved mine. Thank you.
Thanks.